Hi guys, I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend, but the book, if you allow it, it's powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book. It is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book. And if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Nook Books, iBooks, and local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.
Tonight, I want to talk to you now about creating your own lane. Creating your own lane. Here's the good news. The good news is, for most of this phone call, there's nothing but good news. I thought y'all would have been happy about that, right? Because this is, I'm always giving bad news. Now, okay, there we is. I want to do something a tad bit different tonight. I'm going to talk about creating your own lane. Up front, I'm going to tell you what that is and the responsibility of that up front. And then I want you guys to be vocal and ask real questions. And then all the staff that I have that are monitoring the Facebook page, get their questions, and then I will answer all questions during this phone call at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, one more time. Ask real questions. Don't ask questions that you don't want to know the answer to. Ask the questions you suffer with. Ask the questions you truly, truly, truly need the answer with. Just hit decline. It'd be all right. Ask all those wonderful questions, and we will be getting started. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Creating your own lane is very simple. You already do it. You create your own lane right now. Please write this down. You were looking for something profound. Creating your own lane, you are already a genius at doing. Everybody in this room, over this phone, in other rooms, male or female, Jew or Gentile, black or white, Christian or Protestant, Christian or atheist, you're already creating your own lane. The problem is you're not creating a lane that is worthy of you. That's the problem. You are master creators. You just have not created a lane that is worthy of you. Right now, your lane either serves you or it hurts you. And the people that populate the lane with you are serving you if your lane serves you, or they're hurting you if your lane hurts you. Please write all that down. Here's what I discovered, so far. You're already creating your lane. You have either created a lane that is worthy of you, or you have created a lane that does not serve you at all. It does not serve. Now, what does that mean? It does not serve you. It doesn't serve your dreams. It doesn't serve your passions. It doesn't serve your income. It doesn't serve your peace. It doesn't serve your legacy. It doesn't serve your children's legacy. Anything that you care about, if it does not serve that thing you have created is unworthy of you. Please hear what I just said. Because the problem with transformational coaching, listen, I'm not a motivational coach. I love those guys, and I am very motivational. But I've come here to rip your skin off. And every phone call, every time you see me, I come here to pull back the lies you tell yourself and make you deal with who you actually are, not what you pretend to be. Because what you pretend to be doesn't put money into your bank account unless you're an actor. Unless you're Denzel Washington pretending to be a dude who is the dude or the character of the dude, then you do not get to pretend money into your bank account. You get to create money into your bank account by law of attraction, by visualization process. But you don't get to pretend you are that of prosperity and expect to get prosperity. You are either, according to Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, on the road to prosperity or the road to poverty. Either way, those two roads are not going in the same direction. Now, think about that for a second. Listen to me and listen to me very well, because we're talking about creating your own lane. I need for you to own up to this one simple truth so I can move forward and so you can move forward with the quality of your life. There are only two roads in life, prosperity and poverty. Anything in between, you have made up with fancy words that make you comfortable with your poverty. There is no in between. There's no different levels of gradation. In order to get to the levels of gradation, the in between, you have to look at the greater good or the greatest of that form to be able to say, well, it's not like this form, so it's somewhere in between. And I'm telling you, you will never have your dreams being an in between kind of person. You never create your lane to have an in-between discipline. You either have discipline or you do not. You either are prosperous or you do not. There is no such thing as a poor, righteous teacher. Receive this, because I have a mixed crowd. I have people of religion, people who are not of religion, people of science, people who don't agree with science. But it doesn't matter, because what only matters is the objective truth. And that truth is you are either winning or you're losing. And I came here to help you win. And by law of attraction, you came to this moment, this phone call, in order to win. You have been creating your lane your whole life. More than likely, you have created a lane that does not serve you. So let's move forward. Let's first define success. And then after I define success, I'm going to tell you how many people have success. And then I'm going to tell you all about creating your lane. Does this make sense? Remember, you're already creating your lane. I'm just going to teach you how to create a lane that's unworthy of you. I mean, that is worthy of you. Number one, if you are note takers, success. Here's my definition of success. Success is anyone who has set a target and then hits that target and then hits that target well. There's three parts of my definition of success. Success is anyone who has set a target and then actually hit the target, and then actually hit that target well. So you got three elements there. Set the target, hit it well. That is success. Now, other people have different definitions, but we're all saying the same thing. I'll break every element of this definition of success down. I need for you to understand that if you set a target, do me some math real quick. What's 1/20th? What is that percentage? Is that half a percent? That half a percent. Great. Did math in my head. If you have set a target, listen to me. If you have set a target for your life, you are literally in the half of percenters of the world. No, no, seriously. 1 in 20 people actually have a clear goal of where they want to go. Walk down the street right now and ask somebody, where are you going in the next 10 years? And only 1 in 20 people will be able to tell you definitively where they want to go. Not an idea, not their mama's dream for them. Their actual direction. People who have an actual direction also live a lifestyle that proves that direction exists. When you have an actual weight goal, you actually watch what you're eating. Not a weight desire. Not, ooh, I need to lose weight. We've all been needing to do stuff for a long time. Needing to do something is not a commitment. It is a passive desire that would leave you to poverty. If you actually have set a goal for your life, you're literally in a half percent of people. Now, what does that mean? Let me explain to you two sides of the same coin. For one, ask yourself, do I actually have a goal for my life? And be honest. Because, staff, help me out real quick. I have two rules for anybody that works for me or anything. So say out loud rule number one.
Be transparent.
What's rule number two? No one suffers alone. There we go. Okay? So listen, over this phone call, Facebook Live or whatever, listen to me. Be transparent with yourself at least. And nobody suffers alone. After this phone call, get with someone who's not going to let you suffer and not going to let you suffer alone. Be transparent with yourself. Do you actually have a goal for your life? A real goal that you have written down, because I'm coming back to that. Not, well, you know what? I want to go to college. That is not a goal. That is a saying that you keep telling yourself to mask your poverty condition. When you keep saying, I want to do this, but you don't have the appropriate actions behind the thing that you want to do, you're simply saying things to mask your condition of poverty. And you were not meant to be in poverty. Write that down. Everybody, write down right now, I am not meant to live in poverty. I am not meant to live in poverty. Lisa Nichols says it this way. Good people do good things when they have money. Now, she says it more incredibly than what I just said it, but you get the point. Good people need money because good people open up homeless shelters. They feed the homeless in both America and other countries. Good people do great things. Okay? Good people do great things when they have money. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is it working? Working fine? Okay, good. That's fine. All right, so good. 1 in 20 people have a definite purpose for their life. What does that mean on the flip side of that? That means that if you don't have a definite purpose for your life, you're with 99.5% of people. Now think about this for a second. You're with 99.5% of people. When have you ever been with that many people? This is so simple. Think about it. When did you ever get full on Thanksgiving with that many people in your house?
Mm-hmm.
Or invite that many people over to your house and spend a weekend. You're going to run out of toilet paper as fast as possible. Ain't going to be no more cheese in your refrigerator. You know when you invite family over, that's the first thing. Cheese, toilet paper, and soda. We're in the South, so we say soda. I don't know what you guys pop or soft drink. Like, all that stuff goes out the window, and the kids' little Capri Suns, they go out the window, and then the little boxes, I don't even know what they call, but the little high seat, all that stuff, all that, yeah. And then the trash is completely overflowing. So unless you want to live a life to where you never have any cheese, toilet paper, your trash is overflowing, your kids' Capri Suns is always gone, you might want to get out of the 99.5% of people that's in their lane. Some of you are creating your own lane in the middle of other people's lane. Oh, somebody help me out. Some of you are creating your own lanes in the middle of other people's lanes, and this is why you cannot get any prosperity. Now, here's the deal. Abundance is for everybody. But when you are operating where everybody doesn't think abundance is for everybody, you no longer get abundance, you get competition. And where there is competition, there is confusion. And where there is confusion, there is poverty. I need somebody to write that down. Where there is competition, there is confusion. And where there is confusion, there is poverty. Confusion, I don't care if you're atheist or not, everybody believes this here. Confusion is the author of the devil. Where there is confusion, I have a rule. If I see confusion, I'm no longer there. There's no prosperity in confusion. There is no prosperity in confusion. Where there is competition, there is confusion. Where there is confusion, there is poverty. So you have to set a target. Then you have to actually hit that target. That's the second part of that. What does that mean? That means you have to commit to the target. If you're not committed to your target, you're committed to poverty by default. See, whenever you think something and you set a goal, that goal has become automatically in prosperity land. So when you chase your dream, you automatically distance yourself from your past. So when you set a target, you automatically, that target is imaginary. And it is in prosperity land, and your job is to pull the target out of prosperity land into the physical manifestation of your life. So when you think of a target, it's automatically yours. I'll come back to that. But when you think of a target, it's in prosperity land. When you say, I want to be a doctor, when you say, I want to be a lawyer, that is in prosperity land. When you commit to that target, you are already living in prosperity. Write that down. When you commit to the target that you have in your mind, you're already living in prosperity. Your body just has not caught up with it. As long as you keep your mind on the prosperous goal that you have set, you will get to the prosperity. Those who do not get to prosperity have committed to poverty. Here's how. When you don't commit to your dreams, you automatically commit to poverty. And the only way you do that is when you quit. Okay, listen to me. Listen to what I said. I gave you the first one. You set a goal. Most people don't set goals. Defining moment. What they want to be. They have no direction in life, so they just wander around poverty because their inner compass will never lead them to prosperity. Then when you set that target, you got to hit it. But you are source eternal. You're God in physical form. You have no limits, no boundaries. So if you think it, you can achieve it. But if you have not achieved it, it's not because you're not strong enough, smart enough, or talented enough. It is because you quit. Everything you've ever not accomplished has not been because you wouldn't good enough, has not been because they wouldn't let you. It has been because you wouldn't let you. Everything in your life you don't have if you wanted it because you stopped you, not them. Coach T, who happens to be my assistant, said earlier, not a friend, cousin, spouse, kinfolk. Nobody can stop you from what you want. So you have to set a target, and you have to hit a target. Let me open this up just one more time. When you set your target, when you hit your target, the only way you don't hit your target is if you quit. But watch this here. I said that. Now let me add to it. Your target is in prosperity. If you quit prosperity, you commit to poverty. Now, I've said it over and over, but now I made it clear. When you quit prosperity, you commit to poverty. So if you don't like where you are, it's because you have quit and committed at the same time. You're committed. Nobody here has commitment issues. Nobody over the phone has commitment issues. Nobody watching me live has commitment issues. You are committed. Some of you are just committed to what does not serve you. Now, the third part of that definition says, and hits the target well. I don't mean in the three-piece suit. I don't mean with a good credit score. I mean with a good attitude. Because you can set a target and set a low target and hit it with low confidence because you set a low target. That's not well. Well is when you set something, hit it to the quality of your life. So you have to commit to the target, hit the target, then you have to hit the target with great prosperity. Does that make sense? But the prosperity comes from your mind and your attitude. The prosperity comes from your attitude. Hit the target and hit the target well. Make sense? Now, let's create our own lane. All that, 20-something minutes, just to create our own lane. Here we go. That was number one, right? Here's number two. The first thing you need to know in creating your own lane, there is no competition. That is a bunch of garbage. There is no competition whatsoever. There's no competition. It is impossible for there to be competition. Now, competition exists, but it only exists in poverty land. It does not exist in prosperity. Competition only exists in poverty land, not prosperity land. I'm going to prove this to you in a second. Competition only exists between the 99.5% of people. Why do you think 1% of the world owns all this income? They are not competing. They are creating. The rest of the world is competing. People in poverty compete. People in prosperity create. I'm telling you, hear me well. People who are creating their lives that they want are not competing with anybody. And if you ever work for them, you don't feel like you're in competition, and you don't feel like you're in control. You're being controlled. And you can actually have successful people who actually live in poverty. Because if you're a self-serving leader, that is not prosperity. That's poverty. You just learn how to siphon the blessings of others to get to your what we call, what the world would call prosperity. There is no competition. Let me prove it. When we compete, write this down word for word. When we compete, we aim to take from others what's already been created. When we compete, we aim to take from others what has already been created. Don't worry about it. Somebody write notes for you, right? When we compete, we aim to take from others from what has already been created instead of creating something ourselves. Really thing I've said all this year. Instead of creating something ourselves. What does that mean? That means when I compete with you, I'm trying to take your resources instead of creating my own. Oh, I'm dropping mad knowledge. That means when I compete with you and your lane and your gift and your genius, I'm trying to siphon your blessing instead of creating my own blessing. Now, that is that creates confusion, and it creates you going home upset, kicking the dog because you didn't have peace at home or peace at your job. Does that make sense? When I compete with you, I take from you instead of creating from myself. There's no competition unless you live in poverty. All this time, you've been taught to compete. Now, listen, I'm not telling you not to compete in this real sense of compete. Like, Michael Jordan's record should be taken down. That is a good competition. You deserve to be the best. I'm saying you don't go and burn Michael Jordan's Nikes and take from his resources and create your own. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That's the wrong kind of competing. Now, everybody went, well, you know what? That's crazy, but we do that every day. But since we're not famous, you do it at your job. You try to cut your competition out. You want to work 40 hours, so you lie and tell on them about the same unwritten rules and offer that you do. You get them cut down to 30 hours. Or you make them look bad so you can look big. Does that make sense? Anybody work with that kind of person? That they make you look bad so they can look big? All right. Don't do that. This is not creativity. This is quid pro quo. Tit for tat. When you compete, you become slaves to what you can get from other people. When you compete with other people, you become slaves to what you can get from them. What does that mean? Okay, I'll say it again. When you compete with other people, you become slaves with what you can get from them. Here's what that means. That means I spend more time trying to take your resources than creating my own legacy. So now I am a slave. What's she doing today? How's she doing it? Why is she dressed like that? Who's she hanging with? She shouldn't be hanging with them. He shouldn't be hanging with her. That's somebody in poverty. Listen, if you ever have somebody hating on you in a competition way, don't even get mad no more. Say, oh, my God, you're in poverty. I understand. Seriously, just feel bad for that person and pray they get out of poverty. Because if you're being competed against, that person is in poverty. I don't care what they look like, how expensive their wardrobe is, because the real people you look up to don't walk around with $1 million of clothes. Just poor people. Hashtag plan better. Okay? Okay, last thing about this. Write this down. When we create, 6 words, we become free. When you're creating your own lane, it's the freest you'll ever be. Every blog you write will be free. Every argument they have with you, you're free from the responsibility to talk back to them. Oh, I'm going somewhere. Every text message you get for how stupid you are for creating your own lane, it's all the freedom you have to block that person disrupting your life. When you create, you are free. You're free from the burden of having to defend yourself. You're free from the burden of having to put somebody else down. When you create, you are free. So, in summation, you don't have to compete. Just create. Spend the rest of your life creating, not competing. You own a gym. Don't compete with your competition. Create a better service and watch the income flow. You cannot get money from being successful. Okay? It's the opposite way around. Okay? Like, I said it backwards. Money doesn't make you successful. It's the opposite way around. Successful brings in the money. Hewitt Cathy, I love to tell this story. CEO of Chick-fil-A, surely you all know about Chick-fil-A, especially if you're in the South. When Chick-fil-A first started, they had a competition in the 90s called Boston Market. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Boston Market was everywhere. And True Kathy, older gentleman, and normally, you know, we go through cycles of lives. When we're young, we got something to prove. When we're out of middle age, we got something to prove again. And so it's really kind of bad to date in your 20s and 30s because you don't even really give your mate the quality time because you always got something to prove. You know, you got to study for this exam. You know, you got all that stuff to do. When you get older, you stop trying to prove stuff to people. Maybe it's because of the wisdom of age or Napoleon Hill, sex trans musician. You understand how to control your sexual power and make it the power in your goal, whatever it is. True Kathy, one of the oldest people in the room, he got tired of hearing his vice presidents and all the people on his board complaining, slammed his fist down on the desk, and he said, listen, I don't want to hear any more about Boston Market. This is a true story. I don't want to hear any more about Boston Market. Then he said the wisest thing I've ever heard, and I've applied this to my business, all my businesses ever since. He said, we don't need to get bigger. We need to get better. If we get better, our customers will force us to get bigger.
Wow.
Oh, somebody needs to hear that. That creation. Didn't try to create different markets. Try to create a better brand. Creating that brand, creating that bigger love for the quality of service made Chick-fil-A what it is today. How far would your business be if you focused on getting better and let your customers focus on making you bigger? When you're better, people will stick by your crappy website. They really will, your crappy app. They'll when you're better, they will love to pay for it. People do not ask for discounts on a superior product. And if they're asking for a discount on your product, that's not your customer. Let them go. I just freed somebody. If they are asking for a discount on your superior product, that is not your customer. Let them go. Now, I'm not saying don't give discounts. That has its place. But I'm saying don't discount your product to satisfy a customer. That's not how it works. Because nobody is running to the Apple store saying, hey, I don't want to pay full price for this phone. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good, good. Number three, the man who continues to win. Excuse me. The man who wins, that's what I want to say. The man who wins continues to win. The man who loses continues to lose. While creating your own lane, I need you to understand this. The person who wins continues to win. The person who loses continues to lose. Why? Because of their dominant thinking. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, and it's a very confusing scripture, those who have will be given a lot. Those who don't have will lose everything. And it seems as if prosperity has a problem or a bad place in the Bible. That's not it. It is a matter of thinking. This is why people who win, they win all the time. This is why people who lose $1 billion come right back the next year and become billionaires all over. Because the money doesn't exist. The thinking does. Listen to this. I need you to understand your current mentality is keeping you winning or losing. Your current mentality is keeping you winning or losing. What does that mean? Man becomes what he thinks about. If your lane is full of drama, that's what you think about. That's the shows you watch. And that's how you treat others. If your lane is full of bad finances, that's what you think about. That's how you treat your money. Your money will always treat you how you treat it. If you treat your money like it's always running out, it will always run out. If you treat it like a tool that's supposed to make you more money, you'll always make more money. So let's get into a little discussion now. You guys ask some good questions. Okay? So man becomes what he thinks about. Now, here is when I start telling you how to retrain your subconscious. Okay? Now, three ways you can retrain your subconscious. Well, it's only three things. Your subconscious only does three things. I don't have a fancy name for it, so I call it the 1, 2, 3. I've said it enough, so that's probably the fancy name for it, okay? What's number one?
How do you tell yourself?
The story you tell yourself and others. That's number one. What's number two?
Limiting beliefs.
What's number three?
Judgments
and fear of consequences. Write these three things down. Number one, your subconscious mind is doing these three things every time you hear this information, every time you watch TV. It is filtering it through the story of you tell yourself and others. It is filtering it through your limiting beliefs. And it is filtering it through your judgments and your fear of the consequences. Listen to this well. Your subconscious mind edits everything you read and hear. The media and the powers of control are already editing the information they want you to receive. And then when you receive it, they are editing that information. I mean, your subconscious mind is editing that information. I have talked right now for 38 minutes. And everybody in front of me, looking online, over the phone, you have all took everything I said through the story you tell yourself and others, everything I said through your limiting beliefs, and everything I said through your judgments and fear of consequences. I've said, you can create your own lane. When I said man becomes what he thinks about, everybody here heard me, but you said that ain't true. Some of you say it's not true. Some of you say, well, and whatever. Whatever story you tell yourself. Some of you are telling yourself, well, I'm good. I don't need this. And that's why you always need this. Because you never allow new information in. So you never change. If you think you're doing well with your life, examine your bank account. Just examine it. Now, I'm not saying money matters, but money has a lot to do with prosperity. Now, watch this here. I'm going to show you how intelligent you actually are. You only get the amount of money that is currently congruent to your level of awareness. So let's say you have an employer that pays you $100,000 a year. You actually have a level of awareness, not of $100,000 a year, but to get someone to pay you $100,000 a year by trading your time for money. Now watch this here. 90% of the world trades their time for money. Does that make sense? 90% of the world trades their time for money. Now, what's the first thing I said about the 99.5% of people on this phone call? Stay in competition. Get too old and watch them replace you. Talk back. Don't show up. Get hurt and file for workers' comp. Get on the wrong side of your boss. Listen, if trading time for money is your only way that you know how to get income, you're not as intelligent as you claim. I'm not telling you that's not okay. That's okay. I'm telling you it's a higher level of intelligence, or awareness, I should say. It's a higher level of awareness to take what someone pays you and then invest it and make that money work for you. Now, it doesn't matter if you get hurt. Your money's somewhere in some vehicle of investment becoming the army for you. Here's how you see how intelligent you are. Ask yourself, if I get hurt right now and can't go back to work for 12 months, can I survive? If you can't, then your level of awareness is only that of your poverty condition. That make sense? I can tell you right now, I can survive at least for the next 15 years and never clock in anywhere. I've done enough work to not have to clock in anywhere for 15 years. Does that make sense? All right. Any questions so far? Huh? Not yet. Any questions? Not yet. Okay, well, let's move on. I want to give you now the self-confidence formula. Okay? Now, this next section, I'm totally drawn from my favorite book in the whole world, Think and Grow Rich. Okay? I'm just telling you right now, if I was stranded on the island or if the deity of your choice said, hey, Tony, you get one book for the rest of your life and you don't get to do nothing else, you can't read another book, what book would it be? It would be Think and Grow Rich for me. It wouldn't be no religious book. It'd be Think and Grow Rich because there's a lot of your Christian beliefs. I know you guys are Christian, right? Inside of Think and Grow Rich. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. All right. So I just told you how to create your own lane. Okay? If you didn't, let me recap it for you. Okay? I started you out by letting you know what success is. Then I told you only 1 in 20 people are actually successful. That hurt a little bit. So inside of creating your own lane, you need to realize there's absolutely no competition. Okay? And I broke that down. Then I told you the one who keeps winning, keeps winning. The one who wins keeps winning. The one who loses keeps losing. Then I told you man becomes what he thinks about. And I actually taught you how to reprogram your subconscious. What's the point of having, how are you going to create your own lane if your subconscious keeps creating poverty for you? Make sense? So I'm teaching you how to create your own lane. Now, here's the problem. Some of you have heard what I said and got scared. Anybody in here? Yeah, like, you know, or when you were first introduced to this information?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right? Now, let me give you the self-confidence formula as described to you by Napoleon Hill. Okay? All right, number one, 5 of them. Number one, I know that I have the ability to achieve. I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Okay? I know I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Staff over the phone, I just copied and pasted this to you in our little app that we talk to. Post this on whatever the live feed is at so the people who are watching don't have to take these notes. This one part, okay? I just copied and pasted. If you're over the phone, email info@vatsjr.com, and I give you this entire transcript, okay? If you're over the phone, email info@vatsjr.com, and I will give you this entire transcript. You don't have to miss a note, and I'll even give you the notes that the team is taking right now because this is just my outline. I say stuff that won't be inside this piece of paper. Make sense? All right, so I just gave you the number. I just gave you 1 through 5. So I'll read them real quickly, okay? That way you don't have to take the notes. Okay, just copy and paste them. 1 through 5. I know that I have the ability to achieve my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards its obtainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. What does that mean in layman's terms? I've got a target, and I will not. I'm gonna die before I quit. Make sense? All right. Number 2. I copied and pasted this, so it's. I'm sure Tempest will be putting it on online right now. Remember, guys, you can email info@vats.com. Nope. info@vatsjr.com, and I will definitely get it to you. If you listen to this, because this will be on podcast way down the road, if you listen to this on podcast, Stitcher or Podomatic or any other things that we own, shoot the same email and then use the subject creating your own lane transcript, okay? Creating your own lane transcript. And months from now, whatever this pops out, we will give you that information, okay? So you got it live, you got it months from now, that's what you can do. Number two, I realized my dominant thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves as an outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into my physical reality. Okay? Does that make sense? Now watch this here. That means my dominant thoughts will become my reality. Therefore, I will concentrate 30 minutes of daily, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon thinking of the task and the person I want to become. Your dominant thoughts are becoming your reality. So stop thinking about your reality and think about the person you want to become. Pull your future you into your present reality. Number three, I know the principle of auto-suggestion. And desire that persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression or some practical meaning or something back to it. Let me break it down. What you desire the most is coming into your reality. So not just your dominant thoughts, but the ones you're emotional about, the ones that make you angry or make you feel joy. Those thoughts are the ones that actually come into reality. Not the thoughts you're thinking. You got too many thoughts for that. The ones you have emotion behind, those become reality. Okay, I'm slowing down because you need to receive this. It's not enough for you to think about $1 million. You have to feel it, believe it, and receive it dominantly. That means you have to already believe you are a millionaire because your subconscious will edit and say, you know you're not going to be a millionaire, and that is what you're going to receive. You got a question?
So how do you feel $1 million?
Okay, that's a great question. How do you feel $1 million? Let me break down feeling for a second. It's just a made-up word that we made up to describe our vibratory frequency. Everything in this world is a vibration. It's vibrating. So your feelings are the tangible vibratory frequency that you feel. But you can't say I'm vibrating at 99.7 megahertz or whatever. You can't do that. So you say, I feel good or I feel bad. So if I say, okay, watch it. Here we go. Everybody on this phone right now, everybody listen to me, you can have $1 million tomorrow. How that make you feel? Your dominant thoughts just came out because you didn't expect me to say that. Somebody went, I can't get that by tomorrow, you crazy. And those are your dominant thoughts. But Zuckerberg would have believed that. You get it? A professional basketball player would have believed that. Well, I got to play tomorrow. I got to. See, this is not something that's unbelievable or impossible. It just may be unbelievable for you. Does that make sense? This is important because that's how you feel $1 million. It's not the surface of feeling. What's your dominant thought? What's your subconscious telling you? Hey, let's get $1 million tomorrow. How are we going to do it? Whoa. Right? That's how you actually feel. Not the fact that you, because see, people of faith, you know, whatever religion you have, are the hardest people that I actually coach. Okay? People of faith are some of the hardest people I actually coach. Because they're the most arrogant people I actually coach. Because their faith has made them arrogant. Not saying faith. Faith is just persistence. Persistence is another word for faith. Okay? In fact, you can't have persistence until you have faith. And you can't have faith until you're persistent. But a religion has a culture that comes along with it. So you'll spend a lot of time speaking things to existence but never really thinking or believing that those things are coming to existence. You just spend a lot of time in the church. Well, I don't want to say church. Spend a lot of time in the religious culture saying things like blessed and highly favored, but you don't really feel that way. You're just speaking the language. Does that make sense? So what you really feel is you, if you get rich, you'll lose your soul. That's what you really feel. What you need to, so I'm asking you right now. Can you make $1 million tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, good. And if your dominant thoughts agree with that, then you can. Now, this isn't about money. Who cares about money, right? But money has something to do with prosperity. It's not about the money. It's about if you have a level of awareness to bring in $1 million in 24 hours, that's one heck of a level of awareness. You understand what I'm saying? You know some vehicles, and I don't mean actual vehicles, right? Vehicles, stocks, or whatever. Or it's the people who can be vehicles. Your level of awareness is not that of poverty when it comes to $1 million. Now, but you can have $1 million and have no relationships. That's poverty. It's just not financial poverty. It's relational poverty. There are many people that sleep with their $1 million and never get to sleep with anybody. They stay at their friends' houses and party all night because they can't go home. Because home is where they die every night. Home is where it's too quiet. Home is where they're no longer important. They're no longer worship. Does that make sense? All right. So I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I develop sufficient confidence for its attainment. I wrote this down, and I'll be doggone if I die. Or if I quit before I die. I got some goals. Listen, if I didn't, none of you can be here over this phone video. Listen, I need you to understand that before this ever happened, I thought it happening. You can't be here. I can't be in 70 countries in 60 different languages. I'm not saying this to impress you. I'm saying this to impress upon you. That I am a kid from the hood, homeless, CPS custody. At some point, I had to break out the trash can and break into continents. And until I saw a continent, I could never get out the trash can. I used to lay awake at night and look at the stars and wish that I could be on a plane to get closer to them. Now, I did not know that I was doing auto-suggestion. What I knew was this trash can no longer serves me. I'm here because I'm here. I'm not here because this is the only thing I can have. Now, see, that's a word for somebody. Because some of you have lack in your life right now. And you've accepted that lack. Instead of accepting the fact that you only lack because you don't have the level of education and not lack in that area. You only lack because you don't know. It's the only reason. You lack money because you don't know how to make more. You lack a good marriage because you don't know how to have a good one. It doesn't matter. Okay? Lastly, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless it is built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction that does not benefit all whom it affects. Okay, and it goes on and on. Here's what I need you to understand. If your motives are not correct, you will not get prosperity. You will get some stuff that looks like prosperity, but you'll have to fight tooth and nail for it. Make sense? Here's the last thing I want to say on this phone call. I always say the hoorah for last. Write this down word for word. when you think of something, it's already yours. It has to be. It's science. Those are my words. You get that for nobody else. Those are my words. When you think of something, it's already yours. It has to be. It's science. What are you thinking about? Long term. Big dream, not the low confidence stuff.
A home on at least about 5 acres of land.
Okay, so we got a home of 5 acres of land. What are you thinking about?
$1 million.
We got somebody that needs $1 million. What are you thinking about long term?
Financial freedom.
Not good enough. Give me a dollar amount. But see, financial freedom is, you can't say that. You have to say financial freedom, which consists of, boom, at this amount of time. You don't know yet. So think, whenever you think about it, multiply it by 10. Make sense? But best-selling author, we can do that one, right? That's right. So we got best-selling author. I know her, so she wants to be a best-selling author. Right? Do you want to be a best-selling author? Is that still? Okay, yeah. She goes, she said, yeah. So listen to me. Can we do that one?
Sure.
Best-selling author, a house on 5 acres. So does your backyard include that, or your backyard is another acre?
All of the land, the house is in the middle of it.
Okay, got you. So is the house on at least half of that 5 acres?
About.
A little more?
It's
big house.
In the center.
So you got
seven bedrooms.
Okay. So you got a big front yard, big backyard, golf course in the back, pond, pool, whatever, all that stuff. Whatever is worthy of you. Okay, got it. You already have your $1 million. You are already a best-selling author. You already have that land and that house. By scientific virtue of science, since you thought it, it's already on the way. The only way you don't have it, and this is what happens to most people 99% of the time, is if you quit or if your subconscious says, nah, I don't have it. Listen to me. It is already rightfully yours. But this is the hoorah. It's called superposition. Everything in this world is in a superposition state. The moment you think about it, it collapses on that reality that you thought about. It's already yours. There's a time delay, but it's already yours. It's science. It's yours. You get it. It's yours. The only way that you uncreate it is to uncreate it with your thoughts. Listen to me. Your thoughts already have you a millionaire, already have you the house, already have you a best-selling author. 4 million copies in the first week, best-selling author. But the moment your subconscious says, that's not for me, it leaves. The moment you quit doing the hard work to get it, it leaves. Final words. Everything in your life is already yours. You already have it because you thought it. Your job is to keep creating the momentum to get what you thought. You don't have to deserve it. You already deserve it because you thought it. You just cannot quit, and you need to tell your subconscious, I have that. It's already mine. My name is Antonio T. Smith, Jr. I cannot tell you what to do with your life. What I can tell you is, just for free, Lisa Nichols is awesome, okay? And Bob Proctor is awesome. And Les Brown is awesome. These are my favorites, and I can think of a whole bunch of people. Cannot tell you what to do with your life. What I can tell you is, if you plant better seeds, you will get to a better quality of life that is worthy of you. Thank you for coming out. God bless you.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
That's right, guys. Audible is my most favorite book listening platform. There are some others out there, but I only listen to Audible. I personally have over 200 books in my library. Audible content includes unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more for leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, you name it, Audible has it. So go get it. audible.com/brickbybrick.
Hi guys, I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend, but the book, if you allow it, it's powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book. It is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book. And if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Nook Books, iBooks, and local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.